Easy Peanuts, my boy.
Nandito rin naman po kami,
Tito Oscar
and Tita Miriam, here on 104.6 Planet FM, giving you inspirations, updates on Philippine news and events, and thoughts to live by. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Andito rin naman po kami, si Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam. What a beautiful day. We're definitely heading towards some middle of spring and hopefully a beautiful summer this year. So Tito Oscar, I can see and hear some Christmas decors being hung somewhere in the city, and also some cars playing Christmas songs now. It's definitely heading towards Christmas. Are you ready for Christmas? Yeah? What are your hopes and dreams for Christmas? So, if you would like to share that with us, you're most welcome to email us at tukan@extra.co.nz. So, once again, we are here on 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay, 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. every Saturday night. So, we hope you enjoy the music and the reflections that we will share with you tonight. I know we've all been very busy, especially our students preparing for their exams for the end of their course this year. So, make sure that you have some moments of relaxation. It's very important that you don't get so pressured, stressed out with preparations for exams, as long as you have some time of relaxation. So our reflection time is a good time to sit back and relax. So I hope you will be with us until the end of the program at 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam with Tita Oscar.
Always kami may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking office for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Okay, Tita Miriam, maayong hapon sa tanan natong kaigsunan sa kahanginan. Kaniyang inyong walang ibang pinangga, gwapo si Tito Oscar. Kumusta nga akong mga kaigsunan sa kahanginan karong adlaw? Okay, I'm very proud to be a Filipino. As the saying goes, proud to be a Filipino. Mabuhay tayong lahat.
magaling ng Pinoy. Kay layo na ng iyong narating, kinakanan ka ng bayan at mahal sa buhay. Patuloy pang nagbunyagi ang iyong ngiting, higit pa sa inasahan, higit pa sa pinag-aral. Pinoy,
aking paglalakbay, kundi sa iyo ang mundo ay mabigay. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay, handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Birthday binyag, Pasko ang dumaan, aking iniyakan dahil di napuntahan. Ngunit ramdam ko dito sa aking puso na sa bawat okasyon ay kasama rin ako. Sa aking madala, tila ako'y nandyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangari. Ito ako, nasa bayang dayuhan, kumakayod ng kalungkutan ko ay tinitiis na lang, alang-alang sa'yo, para sa iyo lamang. Sa aking munting padala, tila ako'y nandyan na rin. Kasama mo sa pag-abot ng bawat hangarin. Kinabukasan mo ay sana'y magtagumpay, handog sa iyo ng pag-ibig kong tunay. Malayo man tayo, magkayakap sa aking panala, kayo'y aking kapiling. Sa aking padala, kayo'y aking kapiling.
Salamat, Western Union.
And yes, we can be very busy at times. And what we need is just to pause for some moments of reflection. I came across this write-up, an article written by Amanda Christian. She is a yoga teacher with a passion for wandering in the forest, teaching outdoor yoga, mountain biking, and drawing mandalas. And she shared with us her article on are your expectations setting you up for disappointment. When she quoted Alan Watts saying, "Wake up to who you are requires letting go of who you imagine yourself to be." And she continues, "For a long time I felt like I was standing on a riverbank just watching the water of life go by. Too scared to jump in and play, I was waiting for the perfect current to come along that I could ride all the way to the completion of my intensely detailed life goals. I didn't want to move until I felt success was guaranteed and I was certain it was the right thing. Life was flowing and I was not doing anything. You can never be certain about the future. Around this time, I graduated engineering school, and instead of feeling excited and free, I felt like a large weight was dropped on my shoulders. I had a lot of expectations to meet, all of which were self-imposed. After all, I had an engineering degree. By the world's standards, I was bound to be successful, bound to get a great job and make money. The thing is, I couldn't shake the feeling that the path of engineering, in the traditional sense, was not right for me. I also couldn't seem to function with the weight of these expectations. I got depressed. I got frustrated and disappointed with myself for not pursuing engineering right away. I expected myself to be successful, which eventually escalated into expectations of perfection in all areas of my life. One day, I was on a walk with Dad, and he said to me, "Amanda, you just have to jump in the river and swim. You might wash up on the shore of the riverbank a little ways down, but at least you're moving. Plus, you never know who or what would be there on the shore waiting for you. Just jump in and stop trying to set expectations for the future. Jump in and ride whatever current looks good now." And that's exactly what I did. Instead of focusing on what to do, where to go, and how I was going to accomplish everything I thought I wanted in life, I focused on releasing the expectations I had about it all. I focused on what I wanted to and could do now. I finally jumped in. The following are some tips and lessons I learned while making the transition from expectation overload to the lightness of exploration. I learned to have less expectation, more exploration, and trust. Oh, this is so juicy. When expectations rule our lives, we set ourselves up for disappointment. Then guess what? We judge ourselves harshly for it. For example, I had a list of specific measurable goals for where I thought I should be when I graduated engineering school. When I finally did and realized I didn't meet any of my goals, I felt disappointed and started telling myself I was a failure. Of course, this behavior got me nowhere. The most important thing I learned is to release my expectations about how I think my life should go and approach life from a place of exploration. This opens you up to experiencing things that are beyond your wildest dreams. It is okay to have goals, but make sure to leave room for something even greater to come along. Maybe the most peaceful and quickest way to achieve something is a way you haven't thought of yet. So, be willing to go with the flow. And this requires trust too. I learned that when I let go and trust, I will receive everything I need. I always do. I often find myself saying at the end of the day, "Wow, this day was amazing, and I had no pain. Yet I accomplished everything I needed to do." So explore through life, knowing deep down that you are always guided to exactly where you need to be. Plus, doesn't exploring sound like more fun than expecting? I'll share with you on looking beyond your distractions after this item. You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. Looking beyond your distractions. A lot of us want external things because of the way we think they will make us feel. I wanted a skinnier body because I thought it would make me feel happy and loved. I wanted a successful career because I thought I would feel fulfilled. I wanted a relationship because I thought it would relieve my loneliness. These things can distract us from looking within ourselves for answers. These were the words of Amanda, Christian. And she continues, when we fail to do what we want, we feel disappointed and angry. In order to release this cycle of disappointment, we need to release the belief that they will save us. If you want to experience more love, start giving more love. If you don't want to feel lonely, then start healing the belief that you are alone. If you want to feel like you're worth something, start treating yourself like you are worth something, because you most definitely are. When you heal the beliefs that run wild in your mind, you can still enjoy the externals, but you are no longer trying to get something from them. You know you are already fulfilled. You know that you're already happy and complete. So if your circumstances change, you can maintain your joy. You can also relax more and judge yourself less. Amanda said that she has learned that the loving voice within, also known as the inner guide, has a bigger plan for us than we have for ourselves. She said, I don't know about you, but I want that plan. As it turns out, right now you are exactly where you need to be. The only thing you need to do in order to follow the path of your inner guidance is to listen to it by releasing your judgments about what you think is happening. You don't have to have everything figured out right now. Get quiet to listen for guidance about what to do in this moment. Any advice coming from love will be something you can do now. The thought of doing it will make you feel lighter and excluded. Also, you can change your thoughts. If you are feeling disappointed, it is because of the thoughts you have about a situation. So if you don't want to feel disappointed, change your thoughts. The first thing I do when I feel any disturbance to my peace of mind is to say to myself, I am determined to see this person or this situation differently. This is how you step into your power. Everything happens for you and not to you. You will be amazed at the shifts in perception that occur when you become willing to release fear and see love instead. When you focus on releasing the thoughts about you imagined your life to be, your most loving, truthful self can come forward and guide you. There is nothing to figure out. So, remember these things. The tips and lessons for making the transition from expectation overload to the lightness of exploration. So expect less, explore more, and trust more.
Be changed, renewed.
You're listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM.
Kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya!
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have a range of special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply for all lending products. The Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
From Amanda Christian, our writer today, that when expectations rule our lives, we set ourselves up for disappointment. And so, she suggested to expect less, to explore more, and trust more. And I do believe, I myself believe, that putting my total trust in God will help me through. And I stand on his words in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Sometimes things are not as what you want them to be. Despite our best efforts, our circumstances are not user-friendly. In this passage in Jeremiah was trapped in the city of Jerusalem, which was being dissembled by the Babylonians. False prophets were telling the people, "Don't give up. There is still hope. God will surely send a miracle of deliverance, as he has in the past." But Jeremiah's message was, "There is no last-minute miracle on the way. The judgment of God is falling." He wrote to exiles who had already been deported to Babylon, giving the same message. But in the middle of it, we find this remarkable verse of comfort and hope. In looking through this, we can learn something about responding to negative surroundings. When we are not where we want to be, how should we respond? First, let us make the best of things. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. "Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease." Jeremiah's point is, there isn't going to be a last-minute miracle or any sudden solutions to the problem. All you can do now is make the most of it, do the best you can, rejoice in the Lord, put all your trust in Him, and keep on going. Also, He suggested to pray where you are. "Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Ask God to bless your surroundings. If they prosper, you will prosper." Jeremiah was telling the people to pray for the shalom of the nation where they had been exiled. Jeremiah also warned the exiles not to listen to wrong voices. There has never been so much divine propaganda directed at so many unthinking people through many mesmerizing media. He said, "Take the long view." This verse contains a remarkable prophecy. The removal of King Jehoiachin occurred in 597 BC. The complete collapse and fall of Judah and the destruction of Jerusalem happened 11 years later. On several specific occasions, Jeremiah predicted that the nation of Judah would be destroyed, its capital city burned, its people deported, and the entire nation would be wiped off the face of the earth, but that within 70 years, Judah would be back. The nation would be reestablished. We live in a day in which everyone wants immediate gratification, but Christians are looking forward to God's long-term faithfulness. Jeremiah also suggested to get hopeful about God's plans. Remember that these words were spoken to a displaced, defeated, depressed group of exiles. They had hung their harps on the willow trees and had lost their song. But with the Lord, things are never hopeless. "For I know the plans I have for you." And lastly, Jeremiah said, "Seek the Lord above all. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart," whatever our circumstances, we can make him Lord of our lives and seek first his kingdom and His righteousness. And indeed, we can put all our expectations, our trust in the Lord, for He promised these words, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So, if you are in a situation where you are doubtful of things at the very moment, or things, upcoming things, or things in the future, stand and claim on these words of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you."
All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way.
So to our faithful listeners, we hope you enjoyed the reflections we shared with you today. So be with us next Saturday from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. here on 104.6 Planet FM. And shout out greetings sa lahat natin mga kababayan dito sa Central Auckland, South Auckland, East Auckland, and of course, North Shore. To all the mga kasamahan natin sa ating communities dito, Oscar.
Yes.
So be reminded of the Filipino Mass sa Good Shepherd Parish tomorrow, 11:30. No, magkita-kita tayo doon. And also to all our OFWs, Tito Oscar. They are our current day heroes. Yeah, Tito Oscar?
Okay.
And we have our Sim, our carpenters here doing a great job with building buildings and houses. Yeah?
Okay. Shout out to everybody who are in the medical profession, mga nurses natin. Believe na believe ang mga tao dito taga New Zealand sa Filipino nurses, mga Filipino doctors.
Yes, Tito Oscar. They're so caring, they're so hardworking, and they always go the extra mile. And not just our medical professionals, Tito Oscar, everyone working in the offices, those working on production lines, they are doing a great job.
Yes.
Ang galing ng Pinoy, Tito Oscar.
Yeah, everybody, all kinds of working Filipinos are being really,
they're being appreciated here and there, Tito Oscar.
Okay.
So I think we have reached the end of our show. We hope you will be with us next Saturday here in 104.6 Planet FM from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam giving you my love and prayers.
And Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas mabuhay!
Maibigay sa bawat tao, iisang pangarap na mula sa puso.
kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanging nais ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso, kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanging nais ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso, kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Tama na ang away, tama na. Tama na ang bintang sa bawat isa. Kalimutan ang galit, buksan ng puso. Tanggapin ang pagmamahal. Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanging nais ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso, kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Sa panahon ng pag-ibig, ang tanging nais ko maibigay sa bawat tao. Iisang pangarap na mula sa puso, kapayapaan sa buong mundo. Tama na ang sama ng loob, lumapit at takapin ang iyong ibig.